Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number two of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980, 530. Logan and I have a nice little chat about John Bates and Luke McCaffrey answering some mailbag questions on Take Command. You'll hear that at 530. 6 o'clock, Greg Wyshynski is going to join us from ESPN talking Caps. Right now, time for the day's top story, which is the Cowboys did a thing. Time to talk about it with someone who's there.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
Mike Leslie covers the Cowboys and more for WFAA-TV, the ABC affiliate in Dallas. He joins us now. Mike, what's up, dude? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. I'm just getting up from a nap, trying to get ready for tonight's Stars game that won't start until close to midnight. So we're doing well. How you doing?
How late's the actual puck drop time?
8:52.
Yeah, that's though. When you're in Central Time and you get stuck with the West Coast
Central Time, yeah, 9:52 your time.
Yeah, so. Yeah. When you are in the Western Conference and you are actually Central Time. That can be a bit of a rough one, but that's the gig, man. You got to do it.
Exactly.
Plus,
right.
you're a TV sports guy. You're not on till like 11 o'clock at night. Or I guess you guys have the 10 o'clock news. You're not on till like 10:25 most nights anyway.
Oh yeah, I'm a night owl anyway. But when I got a 3.5-year-old and 8-month-old, they keep me ragged at the other end of the day too.
I was about to say. Plus, you got kids, so you don't care about sleep because if you cared about sleep, you wouldn't have had kids because that's mm-hmm. how that goes. So, but you're also a guy, Mike. You've had a couple of funny run-ins over the years with various Cowboys players. So, how excited are you personally for George Pickens to come to town?
Yes. We can start the clock now between this moment and the first tweet of mine that will aggravate George Pickens. Start the timer running right now. I'm intrigued. I am intrigued. This is a team that has needed to do something. This is a team that has rather desperately needed to do something like this for at least the last two off seasons. And this is the first time, really, since Jerry uttered the phrase that we're going to be all in, that he's done something that felt kind of all in, at least all in-ish. This is a decent-sized move from a franchise that needed a wide receiver, and they're better today than they were yesterday. It's an encouraging step for this team.
So we say that, right? Because on any given snap, George Pickens is the greatest wide receiver in the history of the NFL. This man has literally made some of the greatest catches I have ever seen, including the one he made for a touchdown against Washington last year, where I thought the ball was going to be 8 yards out of bounds, and somehow he came down with it. And I was just like, what? Did he mm-hmm. no, he caught the ball? Like, that's who he is. The problem is the rest of the snaps, where he is incredibly inconsistent. We know that there are issues attitudinally on the field, on the practice field. And there's kind of this NFL-wide, hey, nobody takes someone that Mike Tomlin gives up on type of thing. Why can this work? What about the leadership, the room, the atmosphere, whatever it is that you think it can work in Dallas? Why can it work?
Frankly, I'm still grasping on that piece of it because all of the questions that you're laying out there are absolutely valid. And until we see it in action, we really don't know. Now, do I think Dak Prescott is a good enough leader? And do I think that CeeDee Lamb, frankly, is a good enough leader for those two guys to welcome him into this passing game and have those three prove to be a pretty lethal combination? Yeah. On the field, there's a lot of evidence that suggests this can work, especially when you consider the way that Pickens does his thing and the way that CeeDee Lamb does his thing. It looks like these are two guys that can complement one another really nicely, with CeeDee Lamb doing a lot of his work in the intermediate range and in the middle of the field, and Pickens being more of a weapon that can be useful on the outside and deeper down the football field. They feel like a good match, the two guys that do things differently that can give Dak Prescott multiple options. So I think that there is football evidence that this can work. There's football reasons why this can work. And I do think that Dak and CD both have the leadership wherewithal, the leadership quotient to be able to welcome a guy like this into the franchise and make it work. I've seen some reporting today from Peter Schrager from ESPN that the attitudinal issues, as you put it, which I thought was pretty on point, may have been overblown. Now, this is the perfect time for that kind of story to come out. Of course, that kind of, you know, language is going to come out right now after a trade. It wasn't all that bad. Of course, people are going to say that today after they trade him away. So we will see in due time, once we actually see him in Oxnard for training camp and once we see him up in Frisco at the Star, and how he actually interacts with this team. But again, so I don't really have a real good answer for you, other than that I think Dak and Zeke are mature enough individuals to handle it on their own front. But football-wise, I can see why and how this can work.
Mike Leslie, anchor and reporter for WFAA-TV down in Dallas. And with all due respect, Peter, my guy, we have all, like, so much of the stuff has been caught on camera. It's overblown, yeah. Except for that one that's on camera, that one that's on camera, that one that's on camera, and all of the other things, and the bad film and all that kind of stuff. But there's no doubt that Dallas needed a vertical threat. He is probably the best one they could have gotten, especially when the draft board doesn't fall in a way where they get what they want or they choose to go other directions. And we'll talk about what they did in the draft here in a second. But then I will give you the fairness here to say, Mike, like, what's the best version of this? How if George Pickens is a stable version of George Pickens and gives them a legitimate downfield threat, do they have enough else around CeeDee Lamb? Have they done enough with the running back room, et cetera, the offensive line, how they've rebuilt it to be a top 10 offense and a playoff caliber team in 2025?
I think this does enough for them to get back into the playoff conversation. I don't think it does enough for them to necessarily usurp Washington or Philly at the top of the division, but I think it makes the NFC East strong enough now that maybe you might see this be a 3-playoff team division this season. But I still think Dallas slots in third in that pecking order right now after this move. I think this move helps them in a variety of ways, because prior to this move, you had CeeDee Lamb truly all by his lonesome in that wide receiver room. All due respect to Jalen Tolbert and Kamonte Turpin and the cast of thousands that they've tried, nobody has really popped. And they haven't done a good enough job of figuring out a way to utilize Kevontae Turpin's speed, which is a legitimate weapon, as we have seen, as you guys in Washington have seen all too well in the return game. they have not done a good enough job of utilizing that in the passing game. So it was CD, and who knows what the heck else was going to happen with this wide receiver room over the course of this summer and going into the season. So they were in a position where it was going to be really easy to defend this team. Double team CD, who else is going to beat us? Now that becomes at least harder. And because that's harder, now you just, in addition to making your number two wide receiver better, you also just made your number one wide receiver better, because now CD is going to be able to work at least some of the time one-on-one now, or at least less double teamed than he would have been, less of a safety shade over the top than it would have been. The defense is going to have to account for somebody else. So that's going to make CD better. That's going to make Jake Ferguson at the tight end position better. And by osmosis, through all of those things, now your offense does get better, not just with the upgrade at the number two wide receiver position. So I do think this helps them in a variety of ways. I do not think that they are all of a sudden, hey, that was the magic elixir and now the offense is going to be fantastic. But I do think it makes them better enough. And with, I think, what should be a good defense this year with Micah Parsons leading the charge, and shoot, DeMarvion Overshown keeps on making strides that look like he's going to get back faster than we thought he was going to be. I like what they did with the Ezeraku pick in the draft. I know we're going to get into that here in a moment. So I think they've at least worked their way back into, hey, this looks like it might be good enough to hunt for a playoff spot. I'm not going much farther than that just yet.
Yeah, it does feel like they're now in this group of teams that is very large going into every NFL season, but maybe they're towards the top of it if Dak plays at a top 10 quarterback type of level, which he's fully capable of, where it's like if they don't have injury issues, they can definitely make the playoffs. And again, that's a large group of teams in the NFL. There's very few that are either definitely better than that or definitely worse than that. But it seems like this move probably gets them firmly back in or higher up in that tier. So the draft is where a lot of people thought they'd go receiver, whether it be Tet McMillan or maybe Matthew Golden even at 12. Instead, they go Tyler Booker, who, attitudinally, Mike, since that's our word of the day, is the exact opposite of George Pickens, just like the best dude ever. Interesting player on tape, for sure. What was the reaction in Dallas to that pick, and how do you think he fits with what they're building on the offensive line with a lot of draft capital invested over the last couple of years?
It's interesting, your question about what was the reaction to the pick and how it might be different today even than it was on draft day. Because on draft day, George Pickens wasn't a thing, and Cowboys fans were livid. The soundbite that we got from one Cowboys fan, I mean, screaming down the barrel of a camera that we had out there at the Star for the draft party about how we need weapons, and he's losing his mind about how did you guys not draft a running back or a wide receiver? We need people to help Dak Prescott. We need people to help Dak Prescott. They were not happy with it. I think the ensuing 24 to 48 hours as people got to know Tyler Booker, Micah Parsons included, I think you probably saw Micah Parsons' initial reaction to the draft pick. And then within an hour or two, Micah Parsons had kind of come around real fast on Tyler Booker. So there was a shift through the weekend in terms of how people reacted to the pick and how much people liked the guy after they got to know him even just a little bit, and some of the things he had to say about who he's going to be for this offensive line and for this franchise. So I think now the draft has come and gone, and certainly this day has come and gone. I feel like people feel a lot better about that first round pick, even though admittedly a guard at 12 is rich no matter who the player is. I think at the end of the day, when people look back on this draft 5 years from now, it's going to matter less what number you got the guy at, and it's going to matter more, did you get a player? And I think there's a pretty good chance that when we look back at this draft in 5 years, the Cowboys are going to be able to say, we got a player in that draft.
For sure. And they also got a couple other guys later on that I like. And part of it is like, look, you get some name recognition, some guys that we were looking at here in Washington. Ezeraku is a guy that a lot of people thought that the Commanders could take at 29. They obviously go in a different direction. Is there another pick, whether it's Ezeraku or someone else, that you're like, I think this guy makes a big impact? I mean, Siobhan Revelle is another really interesting one. Jadon Blue is an interesting one. Like, those are guys that have distinct positives, distinct negatives, could work, couldn't work. Is there a reason that any one of, let's just say, those three guys, Ezeraku, Revelle, blue, you think really fits with the Cowboys sooner rather than later?
Yeah, listen, those are the three guys. Those are absolutely the three guys that should be jumping off the page at you, because those are three guys that can, in my opinion, come in and be impact players for this team right out of the gates. I think Ezeraku can be part of their basically six-man rotation of their edge rushers from day one. And I think Revell, as long as, I mean, he's still on his recovery path right now, he's not back to 100%. They think, they hope that maybe during training camp, that day may come. I think he's going to start training camp on the PUP list, but they think, you know, maybe before week one, he's back to being himself, or at least back healthy enough to go out there and do everything. Whether or not he's himself will obviously be a big linchpin in whether or not he's the player that they want him to be. But before the injury, he was a first-round pick. And even despite the injury, people had him pegged as a second-round pick, and Dallas was able to get him at 76 there in the third round. So there's a lot of value in that pick. And he's another guy that comes with, talking about Tyler Booker and the attitude and the positivity, he's a guy that comes with an awful lot of positives from a personal standpoint. Guy who was working in an Amazon overnight distribution center for a period earlier on in his career before football really started to pop for him. Had a great year at East Carolina and had pretty much everybody in the SEC all over him. Hey, come play for us for a year and then go to the NFL. And he said, these are the people that trusted and believed in me, I'm hanging here. And then had a big injury, came back from that injury, had another big injury, and now here he is still working his way back into the NFL draft. He's kind of a Disney movie all by himself, frankly, with the twists and turns that his life has taken. And then, yeah, I think Jadon Blue, if nothing else, pure speed. And Dallas's offense could use a heaping dose of that as well. They did not have anything in the way of a passing game to anybody coming out of the backfield. Hunter Lipke had their longest reception last year. Fullback Hunter Lipke had their longest reception out of the backfield last year. I think Jadon Blue's going to change that at the very least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last question for Mike Leslie, because it's required when we have someone on from Dallas. My joke during the draft, Mike, was I really like what Dallas did, but don't worry, Jerry will mess up all their second contracts. What's the latest with Micah? Is there any chance this thing gets done in any kind of regular order fashion for the rest of the NFL, or is Jerry going to wait far too long and then wind up having to pay him $10 million a year more than he would have if he had just paid him early?
This is going to be the top story on First Take every morning for the entire summer. It's going to come and go, and the deal will get done just like Dak and CD did right before the regular season, because that is Jerry's MO. That is Jerry's desire, is to have that conversation percolate around his team day after day after day, week after week after week, because he sees the value in that more than he sees the value in whatever million or two a year that he might save himself in signing Micah now, or heck, 6 months ago, or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, where it would have been smarter. We saw this with Dak. We've seen this with CD. We've seen this with Dak twice. We saw this with CD Lamb. This is what he does. He's what he's doing with Micah Parsons right now. And it's what he's already telegraphing he's going to do with Tyler Smith. This is what he does. The rest of the league looks at him and goes, "You're out of your mind." On some level, from a non-football side of things, maybe there is some logic because his team is always talked about and they do print money because of it. I guess there's probably a positive side of this strategy, but from a football perspective, it does not work, and it continues to not work. They're good at drafting. That is the list of things they are good at from a team-building perspective. The rest of the list, they leave a ton to be desired.
Jerry should, like, the counterfactual here is, what happens if you're good? Like, how much money does that make you? And does it hurt the right? brand to be constantly made fun of for being absolutely foolish for, I don't know, we're going on 2 decades now, 3 decades now? It's just, It's so very silly. He's just not going to stop because that's who he is. He's Jerry.
He's set in his ways. It is going to be his way or the highway forever. And I said that at one point leading into, maybe it was after they made the Tyler Booker pick, that everybody was kind of railing on, why would you pick a guard this early? What are you doing? That's not how you build a franchise. And again, the conjecture on Tyler Booker has come around rather quickly, but regardless of how you feel about the pick and about picking a guard at 12, it doesn't matter. You're shouting into the void. You're not going to convince him to change. This is what they believe. This is what they are going to do. That's the all of it. And anything that you're trying to speak into existence to the contrary is just frankly a waste of your time, because they have their MO and that's what they're going to do.
This is an awkward question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and I'll be as delicate as I can. When nature ultimately runs its course with the 80-something-year-old Jerry Jones, and eventually Stephen Jones is running the franchise, that is the delicate setup. Will Stephen do the same thing?
I understand where you're going. Yeah.
Will Stephen do the same thing, or when the second Stephen's in charge, will he be like, all right, early extensions, I get how this is supposed to be done?
That's a very interesting question, because there is certainly a tug of war between the two of them on a variety of topics, and we've seen that. We've seen that for 30 years. That goes all the way back to Jerry Jones. This goes all the way back to Deion Sanders, signing Deion Sanders in the mid-90s and Steven having Jerry up against the wall. There has been a tug of war. There has been a difference of opinion in terms of how to build a roster. This goes back to, obviously, the Johnny Manziel, Zach Martin decision. I mean, there have been multiple instances where they have been at odds, and Steven does seem to be the more pragmatic, lower-key, more conservative approach mentality, and Jerry's the wildcatter, we're going to do whatever we got. And we've seen through the history of this franchise how the needle has moved more in Steven's direction over the course of time. This is a team that used to be really active in free agency. They'd go out and make splashy signings like Deion. They'd go out and make splashy trades like bringing in Joey Galloway. And I think because some of those things didn't work, Steven has been able to kind of periodically and systematically work his dad in his direction, or at least win more of the battles because he's had things work out. Zach Martin working out over Johnny Manziel was a big feather in his cap to get dear old dad to let him, take the reins a little bit more and have a little bit more sway in these decision-making processes. So we've seen how it has evolved. It will be interesting to see does the needle peg in the other direction when, as you said, when nature takes its course. It will be very interesting to see how that evolves whenever that time comes. But hard to say for sure, but it does feel like there will at least be a noticeable change, if nothing else.
For sure. And at the very least, in this very one specific contract extensions for in-house superstars way, like, that has been a very Jerry way of doing business. And we'll see some years from now how that changes over. Mike Leslie, WFAA TV in Dallas, ABC Channel 8. Mike, always a pleasure to catch up, my friend. And
likewise.
Enjoy the very late hockey game tonight.
Will do, buddy. Take it easy.
You too. That's Mike Leslie with us here on the Hoffman Show. when we get back. We will let you hear a couple of mailbag questions that we got into Take Command about two guys that we get questions about a lot. One tight end, one of the backups, and one receiver who a lot of people wanted to see a lot more of last season. That's next on the Team 980.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.